807 at WKEI or regionaldailynews.com. I'm Sean Kernan. It's time now for our People to People program. And joining us from the Henry and Stark County Health Department is Rayanne Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Let's start with the latest on the recovery rate data, which was released yesterday.
Yes, we release it Wednesday each week. It's based on the previous day, so we're basing these on the numbers that we had Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. So we were sitting at 582 in Henry County and 47 when we came up with these recovery data, for lack of a better term. So together, the pool between Henry and Stark equals 629. Of that 629, 52 symptomatic at home, 2 hospitalized and symptomatic, 31 asymptomatic, symptoms resolved 135, deaths unfortunately stands at 7, 2 for Stark and 5 for Henry, and unknown symptom status at 400. So a couple things to reiterate. The first thing is the fact that we combine the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
That perplexes a lot of people. The fact of the matter is we are in the midst of switching over to the state.
Right.
And the pool in Stark County has been low. And what has happened is when you have a low pool, like we started off with Henry County, and we have social media, people were putting out names and divulging information that is not, first off, their place to do it. It really breaches HIPAA, and it breaches confidentiality and privacy. And the fact that people can't help themselves to try to figure out who these people are, mm-hmm. and further stigmatize, which there's nothing to be gained by that. COVID is a story we've now had for quite some time now,
yeah.
You know, all of 2020. So we will combine them. Now, we are processing through the state. The number of 400 unknown symptom status is due to a few things. That's switching over to a new tracking system, the fact that a lot of people have not been forthcoming, have not been in contact with our contact tracers, especially past that initial call of instructions, so we can't close cases. So it's based on a lot of things. We will see that number hopefully go down,
right,
if our numbers start going down as well. So we will still be combining them, and it's for the sake of the people that have tested. And once we get to a pool, like we did in Henry County, where we can guarantee anonymity, we will pull them aside and let people know. Again, as much as we talk about numbers every time I'm here, I also say, yes, we can gain a lot of knowledge. We obviously know by these numbers that it's common community spread of COVID is happening. It's not somebody else's problem, it's ours. It just doesn't change the directives, though.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get so fixated on how many in this town. I mean, as many times as we've had to talk about this, how many in this town, how many in this town? We do not live non-porous lives. We hop around, we work in one community, we shop in one community, we live in another community. The fact is these numbers will just tell us that infection's going on. But in the end, what you have to take away from them, other than human curiosity and the concept that we are backing it up with actual confirmed cases, your directive isn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do what we're asking everyone to do: mask in public, observe social distancing, covering coughs, washing hands, and really just not putting yourself in congregate settings where you're just increasing your risk. And especially people, if you're not trained over the summer, and we know some people took their liberty, you know, quite seriously, and that's fine. We can't be on every street corner, and we wouldn't want to police people's action.
Right.
We're hoping they'll do the right thing. But we're going to be going into really a minefield when we're talking about the cold and flu season and the symptoms mimicking each other. And so all these things that we do as far as monitoring symptoms is going to kind of be thrown in a flux. So please, if you're not trained to do those things yet, please get trained to do those things. And again, this hopefully is not forever, people. It's just we're in a holding pattern,
right,
till we can get that vaccine.
And yeah, there's a lot of information coming out of the federal government that can be contradicting or
mm-hmm.
can be, And some of it's very positive. The president says that he wants to have a vaccine next month. Then you have others who are saying that it's probably not going to be likely until the third quarter of next year or even right. The end of next year. Mm-hmm. Regardless, there's still a time frame, and it's still a time frame that's not that far off.
Right, right. We can see light at the end of the tunnel, whether we're looking at the end of this year or into 2021. Having said that, from a public health perspective, and we've talked about it, because if and when the vaccine comes out, it will be pushed out through the strategic national stockpile. So that means we will be definitely integral with the Office of Emergency Management in pushing this out to points of dispensing. Having said that, from a public health standpoint, when we get that vaccine, folks, we want it right. Because the undertaking of vaccinating our country, literally, and the world is a huge undertaking. So I always say we want to get it right, and we want the best vaccine possible. And sometimes when we hurry things too much, that's not the best approach either. So again, a little patience. And again, we're just in a holding pattern. This isn't forever. So when people are frustrated, I get it. I get frustrated with things too. If you feel like you're put upon because we're asking you to be part of complying and be part of caring about yourself and your family and your community, this isn't going to be forever. You know, it really isn't. So looking at the numbers, we obviously still see that we have higher positivity rates going on than the state average. Yesterday with the state release, the state, we're not doing too bad. It's at 3.7. A week or so ago, we saw it as high as 4.5. So on the average, but yesterday we had 35 additional confirmed COVID deaths. We're still looking at numbers that are increasing, but we are actually higher than the state.
Right.
So we can't say it's somebody else's problem. It's going on in our own neighborhoods. Yeah.
Tomorrow, of course, we'll find out once again another announcement on the
sure.
orange warning level
mm-hmm.
and whether or not Henry and Stark County will be on that list is
yes.
Unknown at this time. But do we have an idea where the numbers are trending?
We really don't. I mean, to a certain extent, Henry County, you know, last week we went back to blue. But we were still at 6.3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's below the 8 trigger mark, but still higher by quite a bit over the state average. It's based on the previous week. We're still seeing steady numbers, maybe not as big a jumps if anybody's been paying attention to daily total changes as perhaps we've seen in the previous week. But the metrics are based on so many different things like number of tests given in the area and the average. And the fact is in Henry County, we were still tripping that trigger of over 50 per 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So we only need one more trigger, like positivity rate, to put us back on that orange level. And Stark County, we were still orange. Normally, we will get a call from the state if there's going to be some kind of change Thursday afternoon, just to give each individual health department a little heads up for messaging.
Yeah.
So we'll know a little bit better, but we release it. It's released throughout the state 12:30 on Fridays. So we will release it, hopefully, if we've gotten enough warning and everything, by 12:30 tomorrow. So stay tuned. Again, we still have work to do.
Right.
When we say that, oh, we've ratcheted back to blue, I didn't want people, that's great news and that's good. Pat on the back, good, keep up the good work, but it's not over.
Right.
And that means still do those things that maybe got us back into the blue. Don't then throw off all the guidance and put us back at risk.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask a question
sure.
that's been lingering on our social media,
mm-hmm.
and that is about the deaths in Henry and Stark County.
Sure.
There have been 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
How these are determined and how it's determined how they're announced, because there are people who watch like fanatically for the releases from the Illinois Department of Public Health, and they don't see Henry County, but yet we announce that there's been a death, or they don't see Stark County, but we announce there's a death.
Right.
The announcements can be staggered, and that information, how does the health department determine when they're going to announce a COVID-19 related death?
We are put in kind of a conundrum. We're in between. They need to be certified by the state. We get told they've been certified. Whether that's going to show up on the state's grids or in their metrics or in their graphics. So again, people, I will tell you this, and stop getting hung up on a 12-hour difference or a couple-day difference. That does not diminish the loss of that person.
Right.
To me, it dehumanizes it, and we're getting caught up in these things. As soon as we get the go-ahead, a lot of times we're waiting for this date, and there has been a backlog. We try to be the first to announce it, and to the great extent, we kind of see, oh, it's finally made, like case in point, the other day when we released the latest Henry right. County death of a female in her 60s. We saw it pop up on the state release. So I said that starting, you know, no one had told us it was going to go there. So we saw, yes, we got the go ahead. Let's release it locally. That, again, doesn't change the statistic.
No.
Again, I tell people, I'm glad you have a curiosity. I'm glad you're educating yourself. That is phenomenal. Don't obsess about it.
Right.
Again, obsessing about these things is our mechanism to give us some sense of security when we're thrown off our kilter. The best way you can have security about dealing with COVID is, yeah, keep yourself educated. Keep yourself on the periphery of the news that you need to know, but also follow the guidance.
Right.
Make sure your family is following the guidance. What we see time and time again when people are coming in with a positive test and their contacts, you can say, oh my gosh, I had a friend. I had a contact. I know them. I was around them. But were you following the guidance? Yes, I was masked up the entire time. We observed the 6 feet. Guess what? You get a free jail card. You're out of jail. You don't have to worry about that. You've insulated yourself. You've protected yourself from being part of that COVID. And so that's what can give you. Don't worry about, I'm looking at the state, and is there something going on? Why are they not telling? Why aren't I? It's simultaneously.
Right.
When you think of how many tests are going on, and how many deaths and how many confirmed cases throughout the state on a daily basis, and then funneling that information to our local areas, that's a huge undertaking. And it's not perfect, but we'll get there.
Part of the issue also is making certain that they are attributing the death correctly. There's a number of conspiracy theories out there that state that, well, if somebody dies of a car accident and they had tested positive for COVID-19, they're counting that as a COVID-19 death. And that's simply not the case.
No.
The reason why it's staggered like this is so they can determine exactly how COVID-19 related to that death.
Right. And again, just by what you're saying, when people start doing these kind of dissecting of this information, why? We're not using these. We're not saying people are dying from COVID because we're rolling in the dough. We're getting all this money from the state. And why are you bringing these things up? What's the motivation? It's not coming from a public health concern. Is this something maybe that's becoming politicized?
I think it's a simple matter of mistrust of the government for
that's
whatever
it. And
reason.
And I get that. I get that.
That really has no place here.
No, it doesn't. We are dealing with the public health care. We are not affiliated with anything. We're just trying to get stuff done. We're trying to push out that information as we are getting it from reliable sources. And the fact of the matter is we cannot follow up everything that people might have as far as their opinion. Please feel free to share your opinion in your own way of talking with your friends, on your own Facebook, on your own social media. But we have to stay with reliable sources, IDPH, CDC posting and stuff through the health department. We have to deal in facts and confirmed things because people are looking at it. And you're also, when we're talking about these deaths, we have not been hit as hard as some areas. We have 5 in Henry County. We have 2 in Stark County now. People, please, those are human beings. Those are people that have lost a loved one. And when you bring up these conspiracy theories, it really is insulting to their memory. And until we have everybody on board with this and thinking about each other and caring about each other and respecting people's privacy, it's unfortunately, humans can be great. And they can bring wonderful things to the table in times of challenge. And sometimes our lesser angels become evident. But hopefully there's less of that going on.
Hmm. Well, finally, before we let you go, there is plans for a partnership between the health department and OSF.
Yes, it is in the works. We have some free COVID drive-through testing sites that should be coming up the 1st of October. We are looking at two in the Kewaunee area and one in Stark County. We are working with OSF, St. Luke's Medical Center. We're looking at two on Saturdays, the first couple of Saturdays in October, and one during the week. I can't release it because I want to make sure that all the people involved before I actually give that date and time, but they are in the works. They are coming. These will be not based on any age guideline. It's open, free, no cost. We will bill insurance, and there's other things that we will be able to talk about. Hopefully by next Tuesday, I can release that. But we'll also, as soon as possible, release it on our Facebook and on our website and through the media such as yourself. So keep your eyes and ears tuned. But we do have some free testing along with OSF St. Luke's coming up at the very first part of October, and more details to follow.
All right. Well, Rand Tucker, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.